From the moment their daughter is born, moms and dads sense the unmistakable call to protect and guide her toward a fulfilling life. Their optimism for this beautiful child almost always shows on their faces, but so too does the weight of the task ahead. And the challenges in our increasingly sexualized culture are many, and in some ways, multiplying. That's why we have written this book, Girls Uncovered: New Research on What America's Sexual Culture Does to Young Women. We want to guide parents so they in turn can guide their girls safely through the challenges they will face to achieve their potential and enjoy full health, hope, and happiness. The guidance we're offering is born out of our own lives, both professionally and personally. We are obstetricians who have delivered hundreds of baby girls, but we have also taken care of these girls as they grew into young women, and we have dealt firsthand with the sexual issues they have confronted. We both have raised or are raising daughters, so we have, like other parents, had to apply what we know with those we love. These are not simple issues for either of us, and we will not be offering the usual bromides and pat answers. We will instead provide you with solid, research-based information in an easily digestible format so that you can help your daughter safely navigate today's sexual culture. As doctors and parents with years of experience and research, we've concluded that the standards of today's sexual culture, namely that young women engage in sex with many partners, starting at a relatively young age, simply aren't in young women's best interests. The new sexual norms for young people don't lead to the outcomes that young women consistently say they want, as measured by virtually any indicator of health and well-being. We want to sound the alarm, not in order to limit young women's sexual lives and futures, but in order to enhance them, indeed, to rescue them. Sometimes it seems as if your daughter doesn't want to be rescued, but she does. Most parents wonder at times whether their children are bothering to listen to them at all. It takes a lot of patience, skill, and forgiveness to communicate with an adolescent. Is all the effort worth it? When you're faithfully attempting to pass on your hard-won wisdom, your child may respond with an infuriating look that says, "I know all this, I don't like your telling me this now, and I don't ever want to hear it again." Your effort is worth it. But communicating with your daughter is hard work. It takes time. And it will come as no surprise that none of us has enough time these days. And we all have 1,000 excuses why we can't take the time to hang out with our children, or why a meaningful conversation can wait until tomorrow. We've all been there. It is reassuring to know our failure to be at one important recital or ball game will not send our daughters down the wrong road. But the fact is, if we don't purposefully, intentionally spend time with a daughter now, if we don't build into her a commitment to connect into our family life, the fulfilled woman we desire to see in a few short years may never emerge. And just on a practical level, time spent with your daughter now may help you avoid even greater expenditures of time and money later on unhappy items such as family counseling, drug or alcohol rehab, health problems, and so on. An old commercial for automobile air filters featured a